from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning to you, Kansas City. This is 96.5 The Fan. I am Dusty Likens. This is also Bob Fesco. And this is also executive producer Mac Morey.
Can we say good morning to everybody but the Royals bullpen today?
Well, that's on you.
Boy, they stink out loud. God, they are awful.
That was rough.
Whew. Yeah, I think the general ought to be downgraded to private.
What's the first one? PFC, private first class?
I think so.
Grunt?
Might need to go back to boot camp.
Plebe? Isn't plebe like the lowest form of military, right? When you first come in, you're a plebe. That's what MacArthur is. He's a plebe. But look, man, it is what it is at this point in time with the bullpen. We know, right, that this bullpen stinks out loud. Why are we getting aggravated by it? We get aggravated because they're blowing opportunities against the Angels. And you had an opportunity to win a ball game last night, and the bullpen decided to show up and, you know, throw softballs and lob things up there yesterday. But, you know, that's why I think there's some people that just aren't 100% sold from a national level, you know, on the Royals doing well in the postseason or even making it to the postseason. When you see a lot of people going, I don't know if they can hold on. We saw last night exactly what is the kryptonite of the Kansas City Royals, Dusty. And right. that bullpen right now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news on this one, but if they don't get better, there may not be a postseason here in Kansas City. Or if there is, it's going to be very, very short-lived. You've got to find ways to get outs out of that bullpen. And it has to be more than just Urseg doing the job.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of two things. Obviously, when you've gotten to this point in the season, right, you're August 21st, you're still 3.5 games behind Cleveland, still right there. You got a 3.5 lead game against Boston, and everybody else is slip-sliding away, to quote one Paul Simon.
Yeah, they are.
6.5, 6.5, that's how many games Tampa Bay and Seattle are out. After that, it's Detroit at 9.
Those teams are pretty much done. You're worried about Boston and Cleveland, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Boston's hanging around, and Minnesota and yourselves have the same record. Look, we can dip, dive, duck, dodge, and dip all over this bullpen. Like you said, it is what it is, mm-hmm. right? It's, God, I hate to do this, but it gives me a lot of similarities to that 2007 or 18 Chiefs team.
Yeah.
The offense, you knew what it was. It was going to score 45 points a game. But at what point were you going to go into the playoffs and say, everything's going to be fine, and then the defense is going to F it up, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Sorry for cussing.
Right.
But it's one of those things where this is your season. this is the hill that you will die on. You're going to go into the postseason. I still think they're a postseason team. Obviously, the riptide is coming up, as Vern would say, and you can hear Vern tonight at 6. You can find his postgame show on All Things Vern.
Well, according to the text line, you can't today. Guy at 3 in the morning is not happy that Vern's postgame show isn't there.
We'll have to help that fan out.
Yeah,
I'll do my best to look into that. Sorry for the wait. But it's like that 2018 Chiefs team where, you know, they played, and I know Mac remembers this one because it probably gives him nightmares, where they played in Los Angeles when they were supposed to play in Mexico City,
that's
but Shakira messed up the field, and the Chiefs have some random stat where they're the only NFL team in the history to score more than 50 points and lose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what
this
was.
It was a fun game, though, wasn't it?
It was awesome. I still think it's one of the greatest football games I've ever seen.
I think it was, too. It was. I mean, we were watching at Harrah's at the sports bar up there at the time. It was pre-COVID, so you could actually get out with the people, you know, before they locked us down.
Yeah.
And I remember, it was as exciting as you could get. It was back and forth. It was like, whoever has the ball last is going to win this thing,
and
you know?
Damn Jared Goff.
Oh, man.
That's kind of where I feel this Royals team is that you know what Bobby Witt Jr. is. Again, last night they were 5. You know what Vinny Pasquantino is. He has arrived.
Sure.
This is Vinny Pasquantino.
He's playing great right now.
This is your player. He is, I believe, 5th in RBI, and Bobby Witt Jr. is 6th. Vinny has 91. Bobby has 90. The leader, obviously, Aaron Judge with 113.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when you look at what is such a negative and hurtful game, one, it's the passion because you're all in. You're ready for the playoff push. Two, it's wash, rinse, repeat again with the bullpen. And three, your stars were stars. I mean, Sal wore an Ofer, but again, like Bobby and Vinny, middle of your lineup did it, and then it's just like there's the sixth inning, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, and then look, Colt Reagans was fine last
decent.
Night. Gave you an opportunity to win a game. Obviously, the sixth inning didn't go according to plan, and you know he gives up the home run or whatever it was, and then two guys get on, and then you have to go to the bullpen, and then the bullpen comes in, and look, it does what the bullpen does. I don't think we should be surprised anymore when the bullpen door swings open and it's not Ursig, that the opportunity to close out a game is probably going to be very difficult for them at this point in time.
Can we just go get some of his DNA and just get in the lab?
Yeah, that's the problem that I'm looking at right now is that this bullpen is not giving you a chance to win. And I've been saying that now for a couple of months, Dusty. There's nothing more frustrating than having a game where you have an opportunity to win and the bullpen comes in and just tosses gasoline on the fire. And so I'm not going to sit around and sugarcoat it because it's not worth sugarcoating. This is a team that is destined for the postseason, but the bullpen's going to hold them back. And at this year, that's okay because I don't think a lot of people, you know, had those postseason expectations. What this season is doing is showing us that they have the pedigree to win baseball games. They have the pedigree to be a really good baseball team. They just need to fix it, just like the Chiefs needed to fix that defense, and they did. Just like the Chiefs needed to fix that offensive line, and they did. Just like the Chiefs needed to fix the wide receivers, and it looks like they did, right? So you go into this offseason, and you know exactly what you need to do. It's all about making sure that you have guys that are reliable in the bullpen, whether you acquire them via trade, whether you acquire them via free agency. You've got to go out there and make a big splash this offseason to fix that bullpen, because that really is the only thing that's holding them back right now. The starting pitching has been fantastic. The young players are coming into their own. Vinny and Bobby are becoming household names. And now all of a sudden, you've got a good team. So going into this offseason, we should all be very optimistic. The only thing they really need to focus on is the bullpen. And you can talk about a bat and all that kind of junk too, but they need to fix the bullpen. It needs to be a complete total overhaul. And I'll be honest with you, at the end of this season, I would get rid of every single person other than Ursig out of that bullpen and start over. Like, none of them really deserve an opportunity. You need to be consistent in that bullpen. And if you're not going to be consistent in that bullpen, me personally, Bob Fesco, I ain't got time for you. Like, there's nothing more that I hate in sports than a bullpen blowing a game. And they did it last night. And it really hurts the Royals. Now, again, it's baseball. It's up and down. We got another game today. And, you know, the season isn't over or anything like that. But the season will be over if the bullpen doesn't figure out how to get people out.
I'm just looking at the standings and seeing where everything lies. Did you know that the Chicago White Sox have already been
eliminated? The other day they got eliminated.
That
I'm surprised it took this long, quite honestly.
Wasn't it All-Star break?
They were eliminated like in April. I'm surprised with the way the math works, obviously.
It took August 19th to let us know the White Sox weren't going to make it.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
They're 3 games away from losing 100. We could probably have a celebration show for that.
Sure.
Since our buddy's not there anymore. So heck with them, right? But no, I mean, you look at this and look, I told you guys, I made a promise. I was going to throw away the panic button. I'm going to just sit back and enjoy the rest of this season. There's no reason to get up in arms about it. Look, they're coming up 5 wins in a row. I get it. They lost last night. The reason the loss is frustrating is because this is probably the 10th time they've lost because of this situation.
The same thing.
And you think to yourself, if they won half of those games, it's like looking at a golf scorecard. If I don't double hole 6 and I don't triple hole 12, I shoot 85.
Right.
But instead, I did that and I shot 89. And it's like, if we don't blow that game against, you know, those two games in Baltimore early in the season because of the bullpen,
right.
They're 72 and 55 and 54. They're a game, you know, two games back from the best record. And that's the worst part about it, because everything seems to be fine. And I love how you put the Chiefs comp there as well, as we go for the defense in 2018, as opposed to what we've seen from JJ, as opposed to what we've seen from Brett Veach. And, you know, you go back and nitpick the Chiefs team, like, offense is fine. Everything seems to be all right. What do we need to fix? The defense. Defense gets fixed. Next year, everything's fine. What do we need to fix? Offensive line. Offensive line gets fixed. The receivers last year, totally ass. This year, bullpen, same situation. What does JJ Piccolo do? Well, he knows he's got almost every single piece to make a very serious run this year, and all there is one missing piece. Shout out Shel Silverstein, Mac. And all you've got to do is find that missing piece. And if you can just add one to two more arms in there, and I'm not even saying that it's going to be, you know, a World Series bullpen next year, but imagine if a guy like Alec Marsh comes up and gives you some sort of ray of light. I do believe with this bullpen, all it takes is maybe one more touch or like a little bit of pizzazz to kind of get people going and give it a little bit more depth. I know Hunter Harvey's coming back, but if that's your pipe dream, you're still in the situation like you had mentioned before we went on the air. But if you could add Marsh, add Hunter Harvey, keep Airsig in there, and then kind of just go with what another comp of the Chiefs is, whereas last year, what'd they do, Bob? They got simplistic. They went with what they knew worked, and they just went with it. And if it didn't that game, they were going to make sure that they were going to find somebody who was better, Rice, Kelsey, Pacheco. This year, maybe Marsh comes up, and it's Marsh, Irsig, and Harvey, and you just ride with that because you quite honestly cannot trust the others in that bullpen.
Well, and that's the problem right now. We're relying on Hunter Harvey, who wasn't great before he went away, and then Alec Marsh, who they demoted to the minor leagues to try to figure this thing out. That's kind of what we're hanging our hat on to rely on. And from the text line today, the 785, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, so do they try to make drastic bullpen changes now or later? There's nothing you can do now. This is your team, right? This is why I was talking about Trevor Bauer for a while. I mean, you put him back out there in that bullpen, and you have an opportunity to make the postseason, but people don't want Trevor Bauer, and I totally understand that. Everybody's got their opinion, but if you're talking from a baseball perspective, Trevor Bauer is a guy that you can go out there for the league minimum and sign right now, and he can be on your team. Any move that you make to bolster that bullpen needs to be done before September 1st to allow that gentleman to be on the postseason roster. If they're not added in by September 1st, they're not on the postseason roster. So you've got, what, 10 days or so to do all of that, to take care of business, and then you can maybe bolster that bullpen by getting a Trevor Bauer. And I would still go out and sign Trevor Bauer. I still think he's an electric arm that can give you the opportunity to get into the postseason. You've come this far, Red. Are you willing to go a little bit further?
Right.
And then you go to Zay Watanabe and you meet Andy and you make your boat and you live happily ever after. The Royals have come this far. Are you willing to go a little bit further? And that guy, to me, has been Trevor Bauer all along. He can help you out of this bullpen. But I think relying on the same guys, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Kind of where we are right now with this bullpen. We're going to be doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for different results because that's what we have right now. So, I mean, I think when you look at, you know, what's going on here, what your takeaway is so far from this season is that we got a really good core. We got a really fun young group of baseball players. We just need to tie it together with the bullpen. And guys in the bullpen need to start stepping up. It's Major League Baseball right now. I'm not here looking for Pollyanna. I'm not here looking for, oh, great, they did this well or that well. It's about winning games now. Can you win the games when it matters the most? And if you can't, then you've got to change what isn't helping you win those games, and that is the bullpen. I'd do a total reevaluation of the bullpen in this offseason, and right now going into the offseason, Irsig is the only guy that I can definitively say, in my opinion, deserves a spot on this roster next year. These other guys, just not good.
Right. Yep.
I mean, somebody texted in, MacArthur didn't give up any runs. What game were you watching last night? Did you just look at a box score this morning? MacArthur came in with two inherited runners, and they both scored.
They went to Cole Reagans, but he still gave up the three hits in one inning. So he didn't really stop the bleeding, which is what
an arm should do. You come right in, you got two guys on. What did he promptly do? Give up hit after hit after hit and let both of those guys score. That was a bad performance. The box score may not say it. The box score may not say he gave up any runs, but you dig a little bit deeper. Two inherited runners both scored. That's not good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.